The world premiere of The Messengers, a podcast documentary, was held at the historic Tampa Theater on March 22, 2017. Myself, I drove to Tampa. Lily Wong, who came all the way from Japan. Danny Pena and his family drove up from South Florida. Neil Gallarte's father and family came to support Neil's 25-year quest to create a feature-length film. And this was just the beginning. Welcome to The Messengers, a podcast about the making of a documentary about podcasting. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. And in this episode, we're going to give you the behind the scenes of some of the screenings, as well as the behind the scenes story of getting into iTunes. Danny Pena was using every kind of contact that he knew, and that's how he got a screening in Florida.
So then I was talking to my cousin. His name is Lee Luna. He knows a lot of people too here locally in Miami and stuff. And he was mentioning to me that, hey, I have a contact for an old theater in Little Havana in Miami. Do you want me to find out about it? I'm like, sure. So I looked it up online. Like, man, this place looks like a church. It used to be a church, and then it converted into like a theater like years later, you know. So, and it's a very, very old venue. So so at first, everything was cool. Everything was good. They loved the idea. So the city of Miami and this organization called Latinos Unidos, Latinos United in Action, they were the ones that actually helped us to get the venue totally for free. So everything was good. I'm super pumped and everything. Then like 24 hours later, I get an email. The name of the theater is called Manuel Artimen Theater. They hit me up and they were saying, you could use our projector, but it's a very old projector. I don't know if you could figure something out. If you want to rent one, that's fine. We could use it at the theater. So I started contacting companies that have projectors to rent. And oh my God, they were charging a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it wasn't looking good. It wasn't looking good. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I thought we were going to cancel this thing. I was like, oh my God. Eventually, Chris and Lee, my cousin, they both talked behind the scenes. And we made it happen, man. So that was cool. But it was it wasn't easy, man. Like the one in New York was really, really easy for me to get because it was getting help from CBS and everything. Cause that's another theater that, in the downtown area and stuff.
Yeah. And from what Chris said, you had a pretty decent turnout and
this is what I was telling Chris. I was telling Neil, it's not about how many people showed up. Like it could be 10 people. It could be 100 people. It could be 300 or 500 people. The thing that what matters to me is having the right people there, because that one person or two that are there are the ones that are really either they're well connected or they have a big following that is going to help to spread the word about The Messengers, you know? So that's what I care about. Like the one in New York, we only could have 80 people. We got the list full within less than 24 hours. We got it full.
Wow.
You know, so we're expecting like really big, big time people attending this event. Plus, of course, are my listeners, my family and friends, but I'm having the whole CBS team. They're going to be there watching the movie and everything. And they haven't seen anything. Everybody that's going to this event, this is like brand new to them. They don't know what this is about. And that was the thing that I loved about the Miami event. That was our first screening that was non-podcasters. You know, the few screening that we had is a bunch of podcasters there, you know? So to me, the most challenging part is, can we get the non-podcast attention? And after the film, everybody was super excited, super hyped. They got inspired. A lot of them were hitting me up like, hey, how can I download a podcast now on my Android phone? Because I don't have an iPhone. Or I left inspired. I want to start my own podcast. Or, man, I want to start something big. I want to be a content creator like you guys because of this movie. So that, to me, I think Neil, Chris, Willie, the whole crew, I think they did an amazing job overall. And now we feel great now going to New York because of this, you know?
Yeah. How did you get the theater in New York?
We've been talking with them now for a while. We want to start a tour, like podcast live with our audience and stuff. So one of the places that I mentioned was a venue in New York. It's called the Drama Theater. That theater is usually for, like, let's say there's like a major recording artist. So show up and they do like a live interview there with a different radio station that's part of CBS Radio.
Okay.
And after that, they do like Q&A, or they'll do like a live performance in front of an audience, a student audience and stuff. And I was like, man, can we do a screening there? Because that would be awesome, you know? And they were like, sure, just tell us what day. Let's see, we have it available. And I'm like, look, what about May 12th, a week after the screening of Miami? And they were like, yep, let's do this. We only could fit between 75 to 80 people. Just make sure that, you know, talk to them and just send us the list and we'll make it happen. One of the radio hosts that were there, he has a radio show here in Miami. This movie completely like hyped him up now, man, big time. And I even had people from Discovery Channel there at the movie screening. They loved it. They were really, really excited about everything, man. So they were like, look, whatever you guys need for us to help you out, just let us know. And we definitely will spread the word and stuff. So that was cool. That was super cool.
So as the team is traveling around the country doing screenings, they're also working with the team at Apple to get the Messengers into iTunes.
Yeah, we got accepted onto iTunes. It took us about, I would say, a month longer than I thought, probably 2.5 months to get approved. So the Messengers is now on iTunes, and we are available for pre-order till we launch on August 23rd.
And why do you think that took so long? Did you hit any hurdles or?
The quality control is just intense. The distributor put us through 3 steps of quality control. And then anytime they found something, Neil would have to fix it. And it would take him about a week before he got what they needed right, resubmitted. So that, as well as just after the distributor does quality control, they have a third party company that then does a final round of quality control. Then iTunes gets it. Once iTunes gets it, it's actually pretty fairly quick. But the process before that takes about 2 months.
So if you're listening to this now before August 23rd, we would really, really appreciate it if you went over to iTunes, look for The Messengers, a podcast documentary, and do the pre-order. Because obviously we want to debut at number one. What's any other plans after iTunes?
Well, let me just tell you about iTunes. We have been, Neil, myself, Danny, and everybody associated with this has been working really hard trying to get pre-orders. It is extremely difficult to get pre-orders on iTunes, and I'm going to tell you why. The general public does not know how to use their iTunes app, okay? I'm sure podcasters, by and large, probably do. But if you go to someone that has an iPhone and say, hey, can you rate and review this? First thing that happens is they don't have their password, so they forgot the password. Second thing that happens is their credit card might not be updated or hooked up to their iTunes account. So we've probably asked a few thousand people to do this, and we've gotten a fraction of them to successfully pre-order the movie. It's been a lot more difficult than I thought. Luckily for us, we are ranking pretty high. The thing that I'm trying to do, and the catch slogan I'm telling people, is a pre-order a day keeps the mummy at bay, because the mummy with Tom Cruise in it is at the number one spot. We're right behind it.
Nice. That'll be cool.
For the week that we're releasing, to be
right.
Clear. Not
right. So we're up against Tom Cruise. All right.
We're the number one documentary as of the recording of this. So we're working day and night trying to make something happen.
And then is the idea, maybe, obviously we don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future, but if we could come in at a big number, then that might grab the attention of somebody like Netflix or Amazon, or do we have plans for those places?
Yeah, the two largest studios, and you hit it right on the money, is Netflix or Amazon. Amazon is actually now in the film business. They're buying up films. We would like to get one of those two characters to purchase the documentary. We will not make money, if at all any, to be quite frank with you, because I'm going through the download numbers, and it's not as... There's a reason why most independents don't make money, but we're hoping one of these larger aggregators pick us up and give us an international marketplace, because The Messengers was made for people all over the world, and it would really help us to get on Netflix, because they would put us in 157 countries almost overnight.
Nice.
Yeah, to be on iTunes, every territory is an additional charge. So it costs a lot of money to be in all the different markets.
Wow, I did not know that.
So, for instance, right now we're in, let's say, the normal package because we're in the U.S. We're in the U.S. and Canada. Well, if you want the English-speaking countries, it's an additional fee. This is how it works with our distributor. So we purchase the additional fee, which includes Great Britain, Ireland, Anguilla, Israel, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Laos, Vietnam, Philippines, British Virgin Islands, Armenia, Belarus, Trinidad, and Tobago. That's the English-speaking package, let's just say. It does not include Australia and New Zealand. And as you know, there's a lot of people that are podcasters in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
They're very asked if they could purchase the movie. They cannot because I have to go through a motion picture, Australian Motion Picture Association to get a rating. And that costs $1,000 or $1,500 to be reviewed by the governing body out of Australia in order for me to have that certificate so I could have the movie ready for pre-order in Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not like podcasting where it's free, pretty much you could. Podcasting has a lot of benefits in some ways.
Yeah.
Movies are just a much bigger business and there's a lot of money riding on it. So everybody's gotten into the game. Our goal is to get this movie to number one on iTunes and to make sure that podcasters know that this movie exists so they could refer it to their friends, family, and people that listen to their podcast. And that's the main audience. Now, if we get a non-secular audience that's, hey, I'm interested in podcasting, let me check this out, that's a bonus. But this was made for podcasters and their friends and family who are interested in learning more about what is a podcast.
I can only imagine. What are you thinking right now? What was it like when you turned on iTunes and you see your movie there?
I talked to the distributor. They told me that they'd be live on Saturday. I asked them if they could do it sooner. They said they would try. And Danny Pena, I'm talking to Neil at night, telling him, Neil, we're going to be live tomorrow. This is so exciting. Danny Pena then tweets out that The Messengers is live on iTunes. Now, the crazy part about this is Danny always finds out before all of us when things go live. He knew when our Indiegogo page was live before I did. I don't even know how, but Danny always knows before anyone. That's kind of the running theme. So then Neil goes, Danny just tweeted out that we're live on iTunes. I'm like, no, we can't be. The distributor told me it'll be tomorrow. And I was like, let me check before I tell Danny, hey, man, we're not live on iTunes. And we were live on iTunes. And I called up Danny. He goes, yeah, man, I kind of know how iTunes works. They tell you they're live tomorrow, but they release at like 9 o'clock at night tonight. So euphoric would be an understatement. Neil and I were like, wow, we can't believe after a year and a half or a year and months, how many months change, that we finally made it on this thing called the iTunes page.
Here's a clip from Neil Gallarte's live video broadcast.
Hey, what up, Facebook? This is Neil Gallarte. I just got a call from Chris Kremitzos, executive producer of The Messengers, a film I've been working on for over a year and a half. And I went and pre-ordered it. And all of a sudden, a swell of emotions just took over me because we've been through so much to make this movie. Guys, listen, we're trying to get to 3,000 people on iTunes, 3,000 or more, 5,000. We want to be number one. Danny, what's up, brother? Listen, man, I'm emotional because my father-in-law passed away wanting to see this movie, wanting to see this moment right now. So it's really moved me to emotions. And I'm not afraid to show that to everybody because I freaking busted my ass for this. Chris, we busted our ass for this. Danny, we busted our ass for this. We traveled the world. We spent every dime. We lost friends. We lost family. And this is all we've talked about for a year. And it's on iTunes, man. Like anybody can go get this anywhere. So I just want to thank everybody, man. It means the world to me. So please go out there. Danny, I'm so proud of you, dude. I'm so proud of you, dude. Everything you've done for us, man, getting us to New York, getting us going. Podcasters, I hope you see what we did for you because we did it for you. And mom, my movie's on iTunes. We did it. And just go to iTunes store. I'll show you this weekend, mom, how to do it. But my name in lights, director Neil Gallarte, man, I'm so honored. I'm so blessed. I'm so moved. And like I said to my father-in-law, Monse, you didn't get to be here. We did it. Thank you to Chris, man. Without you, this wouldn't have been made, period. Thank you to Willie, who shot it. Salo, you helped us shoot it at the very beginning. Thank you for everything you did. Sean Smith, John Dennis, all the podcasters, everyone in the movie. Glenn, there it is, buddy. We did it. The whole wide world, thank you. I'm not meaning to ramble. I'm just so moved, man. Help us get to Amazon and Netflix. But guys, please don't just say it. Just do it right now. $5.99. It's a happy meal. It's a happy meal for your boy. All right. Well, that's it. I got to go enjoy my moment. Stop being emotional. Ed, the movie that I went to shoot in California with you that I slept on your sofa is live on iTunes, guys. Thank you for letting me sleep on your sofa, brother. This is the greatest moment of 26 years of me being a filmmaker and a video producer. And I wanted to get on Facebook Live, emotional or not, and just share it with you guys. And I know my father-in-law is watching from heaven that this movie got made. And please pre-order the movie, The Messenger. I'm so honored to direct and edit this movie. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Good night. We're on iTunes, man. The whole planet can get this now. Later. Bye, guys. Thank you so, so much.
Because it was like, it was such an achievement to see our brand next to all these different movies. So we got on social media and started blasting out that we were on it. And hundreds of our friends started pre-ordering the movie. It was really inspiring to see how many people supported us in this journey. Even my parents, who don't know how to use a computer, figured out how to pre-order the movie.
There you go. Anything else as we start to wrap things up here in the iTunes chapter of The Messengers that we should know about?
No, just no matter who's listening, your support means a lot to us. We need everybody's support to getting this movie seen. And I will tell you, it's very difficult when you're competing with Disney, Marvel, and every other billion-dollar studio. They're already marketing the pre-order strategy, the buy strategy on iTunes. As soon as it hits the theaters. So we're competing against some pretty big, you're talking about Wonder Woman, Spider-Man Homecoming, Valerian, War of the Planet of the Apes. Now, these things are going to come out after a little bit after us. But just to give you an idea who is on the iTunes movie charts, Tom Cruise is The Mummy. And we're trying to hit the number one spot as all these big blockbusters are getting released.
What a triumph it would be for independent podcasters to have our message ranking number one over all those giant movie studios. We need your help to do this. Simply go to themessengersdoc.com. You'll see a button right there to click on it to order in iTunes. It'll take you right to the software. Click there. Pre-order the movie. If you're listening to this after August 23rd, we still need you to order the movie because we will need your order to keep us on the charts. Again, just go to themessengersdoc.com, click on the button to order the movie in iTunes. This is Dave Jackson thanking you in advance for helping us spread our message.